Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I'm your host today, Belinda Ellsworth, and I'm really excited about our show. We have Katie Farrell with us today, and Dashing Dish has a mission, nourishing our bodies and souls in tandem through whole foods, simple recipes, and gentle wisdom. A dynamic guide that takes the guesswork out of every aspect of healthy living and makes good choices easy, practical, and fun. Dashing Dish incorporates meal planning, clean eating recipes, texts, grocery lists, product recommendations, workouts, spiritual exercises, personalized coaching, and more into an innovative but intuitive online platform. Founded by passionate health and ministry advocate and author Katie Farrell, Dashing Dish yokes modern convenience, organization, and wellness knowledge with traditional comfort and values to create a welcoming space that helps women care for themselves and their families. Dashing Dish is always ad-free and community-supported, earning the trust of its thousand-strong readership, one delicious meal and soul-affirming devotional at a time. It is my pleasure to welcome Katie to our show today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's truly an honor to be with you.
Well, wonderful. So, Katie, why don't we just start by filling in some of the gaps from your bio? Tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey, and then, of course, a little bit more about your business.
Of course. So I am from Michigan, and I'm married to my high school sweetheart. We've been married for about 10 years, and we have a little girl who's 1.5. And her name's Madeline, and we're just, you know, trying to survive the winter of Michigan currently. So we are locked up, but my husband and I both work from home, and we're truly passionate about what we do. My husband is the graphic designer behind Dashing Dish, and so it's nice because we get to work together on a daily basis, and we're both truly passionate about what we do. So I'm excited to be able to share a little bit more about Dashing Dish and my heart behind it.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Katie. So tell us then about how your business has shaped your lifestyle today.
Well, Dashing Dish has actually been really birthed from my lifestyle. So it's kind of the other way around, I like to say. Basically, I started Dashing Dish about 10 years ago, and it was right when I first got married. Basically, I started as a labor and delivery nurse, and I was sharing all of my recipes with my coworkers. And if you know anything about a nurse's lounge or anything about working in the medical field, you know that people, especially working 12-hour shifts, like to eat. And so people, the nurses and the doctors, were eating my food, and they were saying, there's no way that this is healthy, you know, and I would always have to convince them, yes, it really is. And so people were asking left and right for my recipes. And so my husband, like I said, he's a graphic designer. He said to me, hey, Katie, we have to put your recipes on a website. I'm going to create one for you. And so we created a website, Dashing Dish, and lo and behold, it was born. Now, at the time, it was just really a hobby. And I shared all of my lifestyle habits on the blog. And at the time, it was just recipes, workouts, and just inspiration. So I would do my daily devotionals, and I would be inspired myself. And so I would share what I was learning. And it really just grew popularity and interest with my readers. And about 2 years into it, it became a full-blown business and ministry. And I actually left my nursing job at that time and started it pursuing Dashing Dish full-time. And so to this day, now about 8 years later after pursuing it full-time, I really continue to do what I did when I started, which is just simply share my latest recipes that I'm creating, my latest workouts, and really share what I'm learning with all of my readers that relates to my passion for health, fitness, and wellness.
That's amazing. That's really, I love it that you said that it was born out of your lifestyle versus you've created the lifestyle that you want based on your business. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I think that when you share from a place of passion and just sharing from, you know, just being real with people, I think that people are encouraged and more attracted to that more than anything else, you know, more than trying to do a business and then shape your lifestyle around it, more or less shape, you know, your business around your lifestyle.
For sure. Well, tell us then about a couple of, what would you identify as a couple of your greatest skill sets and how they've helped you be successful with your business?
So as I was training to be a nurse, one of the skill sets that I developed was being organized and time management. Of course, working as a nurse, that is incredibly important because you usually have a patient load of anywhere from 5 to 10 patients at any given period. And so we learned very quickly to use our time really well and prioritize things. And so having my own business, those skill sets definitely came into play because I had to very quickly learn how to manage my time and how to structure my day when I didn't have a boss telling me how to do so. And so I wake up every day and I love to have a plan in mind. Of course, it doesn't always go exactly as planned, especially with a one-year-old. But you know, just having a structure to my day and having priorities in place and having time management skills, those are definitely crucial to being an entrepreneur.
That is great. So what then is maybe one of your most outstanding accomplishments that you have or something that you've achieved that's super meaningful for you?
My greatest accomplishment to date in my mind with Dashing Dish has been my Nourish book. And the reason being is it was more or less a dream in my heart that I never really saw the exact way that it would come to be or how it would play out. It just was always a dream. And so I always encourage other entrepreneurs or authors to never let go of that dream of writing a book or starting a business, because you never know exactly how it's going to unfold or when, but don't let that dream die, because like I said, it was a dream in my heart for probably about 6 years before I actually ended up writing it. And the cool thing is I wrote it when I was pregnant. And so it just felt like the birth of two different things at the same time when it became published. And so I feel like Nourish out of my three books is truly my heart in a book. And so that's why I consider it one of my greatest accomplishments.
Well, certainly writing a book is a great accomplishment. So I love that you said people have a dream to stick with it, but it's still no easy feat. So what were some of the things you started writing it, but did you get a publisher? Did you self-publish? Like, just because you're saying if it's a dream, don't let go of it. But it's sometimes it's a dream, but people don't even know where to begin.
That's what I hear a lot of times, especially when it comes to writing a book, is that people kind of feel lost on where to start. And so a lot of times I get questions about that. And so for me personally, I had kind of a unique route of going about my book. I actually had a publisher find me, which is pretty rare. But I always encourage people to not let having a publisher or not stop them from writing a book if that is your dream. Because we're talking specifically about publishing a book, I know that there are tons of different avenues and outlets now to get a book published, just all on your own, so self-publishing. One of the ways is through Amazon. And so I actually have a few friends who have published books through Amazon, and they're very successful. You can also find local publishers and editors right in your area that you can work with or online. And so there's so many different options now that I really don't feel like people have to have a publisher in order to write or publish their own book.
I would definitely agree. There are many, many different routes to go. And I would also say just start writing. Even if you don't have all the answers, just get down on paper what you want to get down and tweak that. And you might come back and revisit it. But certainly just starting is better than trying to have all of the things in place before you actually start writing. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Great. So tell us about an obstacle or challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, one of the obstacles that I faced was going from, not having any children to having my daughter, and then trying to navigate my work schedule from home, as well as my husband, with having a baby. And so the first year was all about trying to shift and change priorities and schedules and organize and communicate. And it was a lot. But, I think during that first year, I really learned a lot about making priorities. And so I always chose my husband and my daughter as the first priority. And then I realized that when I did that, everything else with my business would come into place after that if I did focus on my family first. Now, that's easier said than done, especially if you're a workhorse personality like I am. But I really focused in on that. And then after she turned a year and she started walking, we were in a whole different season with new challenges because she would no longer just sit in a little swing or seat, or on a blanket. We would have to then, chase after her, make sure we're constantly have eyes on her. So what we did was we got some help and where we needed it. And so that is one of the things that now to working moms, or just working women in general, I always suggest is that find help where you can get it. If you need help cleaning the house, hire someone. It doesn't have to be every week. I actually have someone come once a month to clean our house, deep clean. And then I tidy up as the weeks go. So just little things here and there to find help where you need it can help you be way more productive in your business and also in your personal life.
Perfect. So this is the big question that we always ask from the show, and it's so funny. We always get so many people that struggle with it or find it interesting, or that was the most difficult answer for them. But what does working from your happy place mean to you?
Working from my happy place is definitely continuing to pursue what I'm passionate about. So, for example, my husband is a dreamer. He is definitely an entrepreneur at heart. He started 3 businesses when he was 19 years old. And so he is always trying to get me to try new things with Dashing Dish and pursue different avenues. And I am always open-minded to what he suggests. But at the end of the day, I go back to what am I passionate about bringing to the table? Because if I'm not passionate about it, then I'm really not working from my happy place, and it shows. Because, what I present or what I bring to Dashing Dish, it will show if my heart is in it or not. And then also just taking some time to reflect on, is this really what we want Dashing Dish to be about? Is this the direction that we want it to go in? And taking just some time to really stop and reflect on those questions in order to make sure that we are working from our happy place. Because sometimes I think it's easy to get into a rut or just getting into a day-to-day plug-in type thing where you're just checking your to-do list off. And so we just take, Sean and I take time at least once a month to really stop and reflect and make sure that everything is heading in the right direction of our passions. And that's where our pursuit is found, is through our passions.
Now, does he work and does he have a home-based business alongside working with you, or are the two of you primarily running this business together?
He actually is a freelance designer, so he has his own clients as well, but he works, I would say, primarily on Dashing Dish with me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are trying to figure that balance out of working from home and when you leave your regular job, like you left your nursing business, and what is the right time, and how do you go about doing that, and how do you survive during that sort of time frame? And so sometimes when it just seems like, oh, and then we decided to do this, it's just, for people, that's the scariest thing, is understanding, you know, at what times do you do those things, and how did you plan? And because certainly starting your own business, you left a very, very good job that had to be a little bit scary, or no, it wasn't.
Well, it definitely was scary, without a doubt. I am very much a planner. And so I was thinking 10 steps down the road. I wasn't just thinking about, you know, what I'm going to do in the next year. I was thinking, what am I going to be doing in 20 years from now?
Right. You know?
And so I thought, I worked for 4 years very hard in nursing school, and now I'm just giving it all up to start a web-based business that I have no idea what's going to happen. So of course that presents some fear as you step out, but I have to say, looking back, it was one of the greatest decisions I've ever made, and it didn't come without really sitting down and using practical sense and wisdom. So yeah, of course we dreamed and we were, you know, we had an entrepreneur spirit behind it. But at the same time, like I said, my husband and I were smart about it. We sat down, we looked at our finances. We looked at, you know, our business plan that we wrote out. And that's important too. We set out a business plan for 5 years and 10 years and, you know, short-term, long-term goals. And then we said, okay, can we make this happen? If it completely failed and, you know, nothing ever came of it, what would we do from there? And so it was great to have that plan and that mindset of, you know, even though we don't know exactly what's going to happen, what could happen, both good and bad, and where would we go from there? So having that helped really build a stability and a foundation for my decision.
That's great. I know that's one of the little things I do with myself, even just with decisions within my business is, you know, well, what's the worst outcome that could happen with that? And can I live with that? And can I move on from that? And most of the time, the answer is yep. Or sometimes it's like, nope, that could be tough. Maybe I should wait on that till I get a little bit more clarity. But for the most part, that's how I make big, big decisions. Can I live with that outcome in worst case scenario? And then most of the time I'm like, yep. You know, we'll recover if that should happen, then we'll recover and we'll move on. And it's very helpful because I think it does help eliminate the fear when you can say, yeah, I can live with that. And then you just move forward with your best effort and giving it all that you have and trying to make sure that everything you have in your mind comes to pass.
Yes, definitely. I agree with that.
So what advice would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
Well, first of all, I would say, you know, get your dreams on paper. Don't just think about what you would like to do, because so often I hear people say, I would love to do this or I would love to do that. And I always say, okay, have you written that down? And I think there's a few reasons that's important. And that is, you get to actually visually see your dream on paper, and then it creates a vision in your heart and it creates a vision on your mind. From there, you can also, if you have it written down, develop a game plan with goals and a business plan, like I said. And even if you're saying to yourself, I've never created a business plan, I have no idea where to start, because that's where I was. You know, there are so many different people who can mentor you. And I'm sure this podcast is a great place to start when it comes to learning about working from your happy place and learning more about businesses and starting a business. But there are so many great resources for developing a business plan and also goals for your business. So I would say that would be the first crucial thing, is to write it down, and then from there, develop a plan with goals and also a business plan.
Definitely. I would agree with that. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on that you think our listeners could benefit from? And then I would love you to let them know how they can find you.
Well, I'm so excited because Dashing Dish actually has a whole new website, as well as we currently have an iPhone app, but we are going to be updating that and getting an Android app, which has been a hugely requested thing. So those things are all rolling out in the new year. And so we're really excited because there are going to be a lot of new website integrations. We're going to be connecting with different grocery services like Instacart and all of the different online grocery services and just really big things that are coming. And so people can connect with me and find out and learn more about all of these great changes coming, as well as the things that we currently have going on my website, dashingdish.com, but also through my Facebook, my Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest pages. And those are all found right at just the tag Dashing Dish.
Okay. It says here you have a new program called Stronger Together, which is a different approach to weight loss. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. So Stronger Together is something that I'm really passionate and excited about. Again, it's something that was really birthed out of my own lifestyle and also my own personal passion for health and nutrition. And what I did was, is I actually went through a team challenge myself in the spring, and so of 2018. And so that challenge really sparked something in me. I thought to myself, you know, this challenge was so exciting and so motivating and fun. And what was it about this challenge that was so great? And then I realized it was the team camaraderie aspect of a small group. So we go to a really large gym, my husband and I, that has probably 1,000 people, but we join together in a small group of about 15 people. And so I really got to know my teammates, and we all spurred one another on with weekly challenges. And so I thought, okay, if it works in this type of setting, think of how much more efficient and effective a program would be online that connected women in small groups. And so what I did was I created a Stronger Together out of that passion in my own life. And we rolled out the first one in the fall. And so it was really exciting because it did exponentially greater than we even thought or imagined. The other great thing is that we have two other coaches on board that are, in addition to myself, that are working with these women and coaching them. So we have a physician's assistant and also a health coach who kind of add their own spin, their own expertise, and their own ideas to the program. And so really, it's a great place where you can not only join together with other women to get healthy and fit and motivated, but it's also a 6-week program where you get 3 coaches, and then you get a meal plan, a fitness plan, and really not just the tools to succeed for these 6 weeks, but also build a healthy foundation beyond the program. And so that's really, I think, what makes it unique, is that we really approach the program as not just a short-lived thing, but something that, you know, can be sustained for the rest of your life. It's really building healthy habits that create a new foundation for people. And so we're really excited. We're starting our next round January 7th, and the registration is currently open today.
Oh, perfect. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, it has been such a pleasure and a delight, actually, having you with us today and just really sharing your journey, but really sharing, I think, something that I think creating a healthy lifestyle is becoming more mainstream of what people want. And I think people have tried so many different fad diets that they realize it really just is about building healthy habits, and people are more in tune with what they're eating and eating more clean and healthy. And I actually think people are even becoming more aware of just different types of exercise versus thinking about having to go to a gym or, you know, having to do different things. And I just see it even with the groups that of women that I work with and talk to and different people. It just seems like you're probably in a really good place at a really good time, because more and more people certainly realize that how healthy they are and how they feel carries over into every single area of their life.
Yes, that's so true. I couldn't have said it better.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so glad. I know for me, that has certainly been the case. You know, I work hard, and a lot of people that are real type A personalities and work really hard, they always think, oh, well, you know, I'll do that later or it'll come later. And then all of a sudden it catches up with you and you realize that you really have to make it integrated into every single part of your life so that you can actually live your best life. So I know that's something I've discovered in these last 2 years and I'm still a work in progress. That's for sure.
Well, I think we all are. And that's one of the things that I always assure and put out there is that, you know, even though I am, you know, the face and the voice behind Dashing Dish, it doesn't mean that I'm perfect either. And I think that that's important to note is that we're all truly a work in progress. I love to learn about nutrition and I love to pursue different fitness avenues and see what is, you know, exciting and new and all of that. But, you know, I always share with people that I'm still learning myself and I think we all are. We're all on a journey. So I think that's important to say and to share as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And I wish you much continued success with your business.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.